gentlemen, that concludes our agenda for the day, for today. Does anyone have anything they would like to add? Mr. Lang?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Just for the benefit of the commission, we've been kind of regularly in the papers about stormwater ponds and the Heron Bay project. Papers for several weeks and months.
What?
Mitchell approved that application without requiring a buffer because it was next to a stormwater management pond. And through negotiation and contact between the county and the developer has submitted a landscape plan, which is pretty detailed, and I'll just pass that down for you to see. It's like 10 or 12 different types of trees of varying heights, and also entail a fence, a rail type, post and rail type fence, and that should well demarcate the property line. And it shows pretty detailed. I'm just going to pass on to see what a landscape plan might look like. And one thing we've been discussing is the requirement of a landscape architect drawing the buffer so that it can be submitted to the state forest and then back to the commission for approval.
Just for this.
And we would be receiving something of that nature. Is that copy for all of Jane?
Yes.
Okay. We're saying that copy for all. But just so you can see that the negotiations are still taking place between the developers offering this now. It's not a do it over and above what they were required to do when they got approved. Another item for your information, you're going to receive a revised agendas.
Just pass it down.
Pass it down too? Okay. The purpose of that revised agenda, it's been suggested that the I prepare a letter if the commission supports it for a time extension on the comprehensive plan update, and it's been suggested that we apply for 6 months.
Wow.
Just for time.
Not done.
No, it's not that. It's just it's.
It's taking more time.
The other counties have received same or similar.
That's correct. In fact,
we do the same.
And the mobility element is not quite ready.
Who's responsible for that mobility element?
DLDOT.
DLDOT.
I thought that was right.
They're having a consultant prepare that. Plus, the time frame that we've worked out looks like we could be done a month or two early, but 6 months gives us some cushion just in case.
Okay.
And the cushion time we need is really getting to the state to review it so it can come back to us for public hearing so we can go back to the state if it's been approved.
That's correct.
So what I'll do next week is just ask for a motion on public record. So it's on the agenda.
Right.
Okay. Put on the agenda so you can make a motion and get a vote to instruct staff to forward a letter to the all-state plan coordination for the purpose of requesting an extension.
And hopefully that'll be granted in September.
Within a month we would know. That's all I have.
Mr. Lang, getting back to this Heron Bay, is that something that the commission will be taking action on
this is for your information.
This just information, and this will be sorted out between Sussex Conservation and
the Conservation District and the State Forester have been requested to approve it. Where the applicant developer built it, is what I understand.
How wide is this buffer?
It's based on a 30-foot space, but the majority of it is within the 10-foot that's already there, the flat portion. It's 10-foot flat from the property line, and it drops off. So there's a certain kind of vegetation they'd be limited to in that area that starts dropping off in towards the pond. The pond's in excess of 30 feet from the property line. The water table should be a high water table.
And would this be a type of design we should be looking at for our buffers with other developments going forward?
What you're going to be seeing in the near future is being worked on right now through the legal counsel is another ordinance for consideration that gets specific about the buffers. That they be a certain height tree, that they be spaced a certain way, that they be certain types of tree and then a certain size of tree and a height of tree. And then basically they started doing trunk width and then they went back to, or diameter, and then they went to, where the height, how tall it would be in 5 years. Type thing, so it's pretty detailed.
Would that have to be prepared by a landscape architect?
Yeah, it would be prepared by a landscape architect, reviewed by the state forest, and then subject to the commission approval. Cause if you remember the first one we had, the state forest had gone a little bit too extreme. So that gives you the opportunity to cut it back or add to it if necessary. And there's a suggestion that they try to do a majority of or all of the tree types being native species. State forester doesn't like leaving cypress because they attract, they attract bagworms, basically.
Bagworms.
Think we should have that in the next, I don't know if it'll be introduced next week to council or not for consideration to introduce for public hearing purposes. So you'll be getting it pretty soon. It's pretty detailed, actually. A lot better than what we got. And it corrects some of our problems that we have to deal with now with some of these projects that weren't real clear about what their forested buffer really included.
Consisted of, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Mr. Chairman, just a clarification of one of the items, the conditions in my motion for Briggs 4, after speaking with Mr. Robertson, he and I decided that we wanted to put that in there about eliminating the scenic easement because Mr. Robertson was sensitive that he didn't want to call any attention to, he wanted to get the buffer issue nailed down as concisely as possible. He didn't want the existing buffer to be disturbed to fulfill the desire to have a scenic sight line, and Mr. Couts weighed in on that as well.
Okay.
If I could have a minute or two of the commission's time, I'd like to say that last Thursday, and I did see Mr. Couts down there on last Thursday night, and on Friday I attended the meetings that were held down at the Delaware Sea Grant campus down there on Pilot Town Road in Lewis. I attended the 2 days. It was something that was called for by Sussex County, asked assistance from this team, and what they were dealing with, and Mr. Couts, feel free to jump in here, was some new ideas that would help with sustainable growth, and some ideas that, while I'm not representing that I learned it all from being there, it seemed as though there were some very usable techniques to treat stormwater management aside from getting us locked into using these stormwater management ponds, and actually some ways of filtering the runoff that would help with best management practices and lead to sort of an irrigation of some of our buffers. With that said, I thought it was worth exploring if we could cut down on some of the total acreage or percentage dedicated to the stormwater management ponds, if we could maybe create some other usable open space. And this was something I followed up with and spoke with Paul Driscoll at URDC earlier this week, and he urged me to take a minute or two and present what I've just presented to you. I have some handouts if anyone is interested. And he said, you know, if there was an endorsement or consensus by the commission for me to go ahead with this and learn more of this, that he would be willing to look. He said, please keep him informed of anything we would do. He would make it a recommendation or a possible recommendation into the comprehensive land use plan. One of the things that I mentioned to Mr. Johnson along the topic of the sidewalks is that sometimes while we're requesting sidewalks, we may be creating some problems with impervious surface that aren't desirable for all the sites. But if incorporate into the design of the sidewalks some things such as curb cuts, which I noticed on the, I think it was the toe tapper, that the stormwater runoff can be diverted into the planning area between the sidewalk and the curb and gutter and can cut down on the runoff. So let's say I've got all these handouts. If you want them, I'll hand them out after the meeting. And one picture will be worth a thousand of my words.
Okay, very good. Anything else? Anyone else for the good of the order?
Do we need to set a meeting for September?
Yes, we should.
Or not?
Go get the book real quick. Or we can do it next week, but we should do it now, if we wanna do it now.
Will be, when will that Devon Open come back up, the one he's talking about?
We meet the 13th and the 27th, then, already? 13th and 27th for?
Yeah, for regular.
For regular, so we're looking at the, Wednesday, the 19th.
Wanna, and then down to, IG.
Already.
I don't know if machine wants one or not.
It only leaves the 19th.
Hmm?
It only really leaves the 19th.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
But we could run into a problem if the room's not available, so I could on.
No.
Might be good on Saturday.
And then they may fix some.
Nobody heard that.
A series of tiebreakers.
Okay.
About September 19th.
I won't be here.
Camaro SS, yeah.
We going fishing?
Or the beach?
No.
September 19th would be a Wednesday. Vacant right now, if you wanna use the 19th.
Okay, let the book, Wednesday, the 19th, at 3:00.
PNC special, Wednesday, September 19th, at 3:00.
There you go.
Be the same thing like you did today, just old business.
Hey, anything else for good of the order?
And for the benefit of the commission, I will be at, out of state on September the, is it the 13th, the meeting?
13th.
13th. If anyone else is gonna be out of town?
Yeah, well, you're calling dibs on that day.
That's right. I jumped on it first.
You said it was for the benefit of the commission, it makes it sound like it's better off with that.
If you've been at some of the public hearings with my asking questions, it truly is for the benefit of the time of the commissioners.
You gotta find out, though. Well, the, like with that DK Properties, with that being open, then we'd need, till the 30th, we'd need at least 2 weeks after that, right, to schedule it and put it on the agenda?
We'd go on a special meeting.
We'd go on a special meeting in September.
Mr. Johnson not being here the 13th, it'd be.
And, you only need a week to advertise it.
Try to advertise, just have to be on the agenda.
Just be on the agenda for.
I mean, just has to be on the agenda.
We throw it on for the special meeting.
We can schedule it.
It's just a week.
We can schedule it, we know what the deadline is, we can schedule it for the following meeting.
But he's gonna be.
Well, I was gonna say, if you use that Wednesday, it's probably better to use that Wednesday, that, put it on that Wednesday.
I'll be here then, I'll be here on the 13th.
Oh, just schedule it for the 19th, that's fine, we can do that, we'll just put it on for the 19th. For old business.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Anything else for good of the order? If there being nothing, we'll stand adjourned.